Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, January 12th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start today's update in New York, where the Giants have made the move everybody thought they would, relieving Joe Judge of his duties. Here is the statement from Giants co-owner John Mara. Steve Tisch and I both believe it is in the best interest of our franchise to move in another direction. We met with Joe yesterday afternoon to discuss the state of the team. I met again with Joe this afternoon, and it was during that conversation I informed Joe of our decision. We appreciate Joe's efforts on behalf of the organization. I said before the season started that I wanted to feel good about the direction we were headed when we played our last game of the season. Unfortunately, I cannot make that statement, which is why we have made this decision. We will hire a general manager, and that person will lead the effort to find a new head coach. The Giants were 10-23 under Joe Judge. Now to Pittsburgh, where Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin did his usual Tuesday press with the media. The Steelers are set to head to Kansas City to play the Chiefs on Sunday night in their wild card playoff game, only made possible by their 16-13 overtime win against the Baltimore Ravens and the non-tie on Sunday Night Football, which actually almost happened. But had it happened, Mike Tomlin might not have known until Monday.
I missed the end of it. I dozed off. I knew I had a work day waiting on me, or I assumed that I had a work day waiting on me. I think at one point Oakland was up by 15, and that number made you somewhat comfortable. I'm probably better off not having watched it. So it's probably not as exciting of a description as you would have hoped.
Yeah, you know what they say, nothing like a casual nap with your season and hundreds of thousands of playoff bonuses and your quarterback's career on the line. Perfect time to get a little shut-eye. Some good news and some bad news on the roster front for the current world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll see how long that lasts. First, the good. Outside linebacker Shaq Barrett was activated from the COVID-19 list on Tuesday. Barrett leads the Bucs with 10 sacks, and he's expected to play in the wildcard game against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. The bad news, cornerback Richard Sherman was placed on IR with a calf injury that ends his season. NFL Network is reporting that Sherman plans to stick around with the team, doing some coaching. Other injury news around the league saw Buffalo Bills wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders as a full participant in what was a Tuesday practice estimation. His knee issue kept him out of the Bills' final regular season game against New York Jets. The Bills welcome in the New England Patriots in their playoff game on Saturday night. According to Mike Kliss of 9 News in Denver, Judge Gilman issued an order on the Broncos case against the Kaiser estate, saying the right of first refusal is no longer valid or enforceable in any respect. The last sale of the Broncos organization happened in 1984 when the Bolin family bought a majority from the Kaiser estate. Okay, I know you're confused, so what does it all mean? That the final obstacle in a possible sale of the Broncos has been removed, and we now may have new Broncos owners in the NFL by the summertime. Let's finish off your Wednesday update with not a speed round, but a coaching carousel update. I'm going to talk a lot. This is what we call a list segment. We know New York has no head coach. They have no names tied to them yet, so we'll go to Chicago. Todd Bowles, Brian Daboll, Matt Eberflus, Leslie Frazier, Nathaniel Hackett, Byron Leftwich, Doug Peterson, and Dan Quinn are all expected to get interviews in Denver. Eric Bieniemy, Jonathan Gannon, Luke Getsy, Aaron Glenn, Nathaniel Hackett, Gerard Mayo, Kellen Moore, Kevin O'Connell, and Dan Quinn all expected to be interviewed in Jacksonville. Daryl Bevel, Todd Bowles, Jim Caldwell, Matt Eberflus, Nathaniel Hackett, Byron Leftwich, Kellen Moore, Bill O'Brien, Doug Peterson, and Dan Quinn are all getting consideration. In Miami, Brian Daboll, Vance Joseph, Mike McDaniel, and Dan Quinn are all expected to be interviewed. Now, keep in mind, there are GM openings in both Chicago and with the New York Giants. So it's that time of year where the playoffs are happening, and so is movement in both the head coaching realm and personnel staffs. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, January 12th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is back in session. It's another episode of NFL University. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.